This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is news today possibly of interest to wearers of those hippie-ish but still somehow fashionable sandal shoe things with the cork footbed and the leather straps. It's of interest to investors, too, the news is. An IPO for Birkenstock, the German company founded, if you're curious, in 1774, later taken over by a U.S. private equity firm, has filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission to go public. Ticker symbol on the New York Stock Exchange will be BIRK. Props for that. Potential valuation could be as much as $8 billion, which is a lot of Birkenstocks. And that's not the only company jumping on the IPO bandwagon. There are public offerings coming from Arm, which is a Japanese-owned, British-based semiconductor design powerhouse, and the delivery service Instacart. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the IPO update desk for us today.
There was a burst of initial public offerings early in the pandemic, mostly in technology. But since late 2021, as inflation and interest rates rose,
the IPO window had been effectively not closed entirely, but let's call it very selective.
Eric Friedman at U.S. Bank says the IPO market now looks more promising.
Some diversification by sector as well as by geography does suggest there's a little more of an appetite, but we would not say that the window is fully open. It's called a crack.
A crack that Quincy Crosby at LPL Financial expects to keep widening. She says investors are increasingly convinced the Fed will get inflation under control without too much more interest rate and economic pain.
The Federal Reserve, they are closer and closer to finishing their job. That helps the tone of the market, and it makes the market more accessible for IPOs.
What matters most now to the IPOing companies and their bankers and investors is market stability, says Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital Advisors.
The primary criteria is really calm market. That's what we have now. Volatility is very, very low, which indicates that investors are confident we're not going into recession, confident enough to put new capital to work in IPOs.
Deciding where to list shares is crucial. Birkenstock, based in Germany, is going public here. How come?
The U.S. is still home to probably the largest pool of capital.
Samir Samana is at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
There is an element of if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Still, Vincent Harrison at PitchBook says an iconic German brand like Birkenstock deciding to go public in the U.S.
is a bit of a blow to Europe. I think a lot of it is the relative good performance that U.S. public markets have been having.
We don't know how much Birkenstock shares will sell for at their debut. A pair of their leather sandals could set you back $130 or more. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.